I miss you too, preacher.
Trying to act like Mike, but I can't. Come on up.
There's only one Mike Whitlow, and there's only one you.
That's right.
Every one of you has been designed in your mother's womb by the hand of God. Now, I can acknowledge genes and all this other stuff, but if you went by genes, I would have died a long time ago because my mother died at 61, my father at 72. So I believe I'm alive today because God had a purpose, and He knows that all the sin in my life that He forgave, that I'm really a radical Christian. I really am. But He's got a special plan for all of us. And sometimes we don't feel like that we're accomplishing much in this life. But you know, if you look to the Lord, He don't call everybody to be Billy Graham. He don't call everybody to preach. He don't call everybody to pass out tracts or do mission work. But He calls us all to do something to make this a better place to live and to glorify Christ with our life and the way we live our life.
Amen.
And so I would say this to all of you today. You're all very, very special to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And He knows every giant that you face in your life. He knows all the things that trouble you. And He's not sitting at the right hand of the Father, just sitting down there and saying, well, glory. But He's making intercession for us. And we have the gift of the Holy Ghost from the Father and Son to live in us, to help us understand God more and to experience Him more in this life. This life is hard, but it's also a good life if you are following Christ, because He'll show you things that really mean something. He'll show you things that the world can't give you. The world can give us a little temporary satisfaction from here to there, maybe a little satisfaction over here and this, but it don't last. But the things of God is eternal. And whether we like it or not, we're created to live forever. We're created to live forever. Mm-hmm. And if this was all there is to life, it wouldn't be much sense in even following God.
Amen.
But we have an eternity, and this is a preparation stage, and this is a place where God, if we'll let Him, will use us to leave something, to leave some tracks.
Yes.
And my prayer is that in our 42 nursing homes that we go into, and our wonderful church up here at Indian Manis, and our wonderful nursing home church in Jacksonville, Glad Tidings, Nikki, that we can leave some tracks. We can leave something that can be used for other people. You know, it's sort of like planting trees. Sometimes we just plant trees and we never get to enjoy the tree because we can't live long enough for it to grow up and start bearing fruit. But somebody will. And so I like to plant trees. I like to invest in the things of God that's going to last. Something that will go on after I'm long gone. And so today, there is a this may be a hard message, but you know, I've been accused of watering down the word, but I don't water down the word. I'm speaking what God puts in my spirit through the anointing. And let's do this before I get started. Let's hold our Bibles up.
Amen.
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
Father in heaven, give me ears to hear,
give me ears,
a heart to receive,
and
a spirit to obey,
that
I might be a better person,
a better witness for Christ,
that people will see hope in me.
May my life be changed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, by the way, not what the preacher thinks.
Not what the preacher thinks.
But what the Word says.
But what the Word says.
God bless your hearts, each and every one of you. The title of today's message is, what kind of spirit are we carrying around? And I'm going to go to the book of Luke, and I'm going to ask God to show me that even good people can carry around bad spirits. If we're a Christian, we cannot be possessed, but we can be oppressed. And even the best Christians, and I'll tell you, I'm speaking from my experience, a spirit can come and try to put things in my mind. A spirit can come and get me angry at people. I can carry around the spirit, but what is so beautiful, the closer you get to the Lord, the closer you recognize that bad spirit, the spirits from Satan, that will come and try to use you to cause trouble, to cause division, to tear down. We should be building up. And when we do something, and that's where I think that maybe some folks think that I water down the Word, is because I don't take this Word and whip people with it. I take this Word in love and depend on God to speak to the hearts of people. I can holler and spit and shout and do all kinds of things, and it's not going to accomplish anything. Unless I have that love that passes all understanding. And you and me, if you're a Christian, you have that in you. And that love in you should be put to use. It should be put to action. Because a love that's not used is a love that grows cold. And you know, in Revelation, Jesus was talking to his church. He said, hey, I got you. You're doing a lot of good things, but there's something I have against you. You need to get back to your first love with me. And I tell you, when I thought I might leave this world last year, I found out that I loved Nikki and didn't want to leave her. And you know, that changed my life. It changed my life. I mean, I've always opened the door for her, and I've always tried to make it easier, she don't carry heavy things, blah, 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 do all of this. But it's something different that happens when that love, when that spirit of love is in action in your life, you can overlook so much. And so today, we're going to read about James and John and the disciples, especially James and John, two of Jesus' favorite disciples. And, of course, Peter was too. But Luke, I need to turn this. Here we go. There we go. Get rid of some of that reverb. All right. Luke 9, and we're going to read a few scriptures here. Father, God, you just put this message in my heart and help me to bring it across with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In love, God, that people can receive. Love never fails. Your word says that love never fails. Now, God, it's up to you because I'm available right now. Use me in Jesus' name. Starting at 51, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And that verse right there is telling me that as a Christian, and you have a purpose for God, you need to set your face steadfast to doing that.
Amen.
Sometimes we get bumps in the road. Sometimes we have to go around something, so to speak. But we need to have our face steadfast set on something. And Jesus knew that he had to be crucified and be the sacrifice for our sins. So He knew his time had come. Father God has said, it's time now, so go on to Jerusalem. And the Bible says that, I don't know how far away they were from Jerusalem, but 53 says, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Jesus said, now y'all go ahead and see if you can find a place where we can rest and get something to eat and maybe spend the night. You go make preparations and we'll follow you. But something happened. He just happened to send them into a city. The Samaritans and the Jews hated each other. There was racism there. You're talking about racism. There was racism between the Samaritans and the Jewish people. He sent them in the middle of a problem. And sometimes God sends you and me in the middle of a problem.
That's true.
And verse 53 said, and they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And they wanted nothing to do with the people in Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? What kind of spirit did they have? They had a spirit like some of us. We want to get revenge. We want to hurt someone. If somebody doesn't act the way we think they should act, if someone doesn't live the way we think they should live, we want to retaliate. We want to show revenge. We want to have a critical spirit. We want to tear them down. But Jesus, when he heard this in 55, he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit you are. You don't know that the devil is using you because you want to kill these people because they weren't nice to us. You know, God is saying today that we can be carrying the kind of spirit that he does not approve of.
Amen.
We should carry the spirit of Christ, of love and forgiveness, and not criticize people. Tell them the truth in love and keep loving. Listen, love never fails. And I want to tell you, you might not see results. You may not see results very quick. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. But loving a person, not loving their sin, but loving the person will never fail, because love is what breaks and tears down the barriers for the light of Jesus Christ to shine on a person and deal with them.
Amen.
You know, we can't change anybody.
No.
Some of us are guilty as husband and wife. We want to try to change the husband or wife into what we want them to be. But I learned a long time ago, I don't want her to change into what I want her to be. I love her just the way she is. And that's the way we need to feel about others. Others in the family. Others, friends. People on this mountain. We need to see everybody as someone that we can love them with God's love. And that we can show them the joy that love gives us.
Amen.
Love gives us joy. Love gives us patience. In fact, before I read this last verse, I want to read something to you from Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read something here. The fruit of the Spirit of the Lord is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law.
Amen.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Listen, it's no good to do your talking about, you know, you're a Christian and you help this and you do that. Listen, that doesn't amount to hell for beans. What you're talking does not prove what's really inside of you. The way you walk and handle your life is who you really are on the inside. It tells other people the kind of spirit that's living in you or the kind of spirit that you're carrying around on your shoulders. Nikki, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. The Bible says if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
It's a privilege to have God live inside of us.
Amen.
It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's not a burden for God to live in us. We don't need the things of the world. If we've got God living in us, we don't Amen. Need those things.
No.
Because they do not satisfy the world. And time will kill us and send our soul to hell. But you know what? The Spirit of Jesus Christ will make us an entirely different person. And God loves you and me. He wants us to look at this mountain. God wants us to look at other people through His eyes and love other people with His heart.
Amen.
And to be kind. Joy. Goodness. Gentleness. Gentleness. Being mad at someone and ridiculing them and putting them down is no good for anybody, and it destroys your witness.
That's true.
And I tell you, once your witness is gone, so hard to get it back.
Amen.
So hard for people to trust that you are who you say you are. It says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another. Listen, if you get around somebody and you get mad every time you get around them, stay away from them. Listen to me, church. Today, you can love people from a distance. God does not say that you have to be around them all the time. You can love people that cause you trouble. You can love them from a distance, but you must love them with the love of Jesus Christ, or you're a hypocrite if you say you're a Christian.
Amen.
Say,
amen.
Thank you. Now I want to go back. I'm fixing to close this message. What kind of spirit are we carrying around today? Now I tell you what, when I saw all of you come into this building today, what I saw is people that got up early, went to the trouble to get ready, and some of you have to go through more trouble. I mean, it takes me about an hour and a half to get ready for church. A lot of work got to be done on this old man. But what I saw is that you came to church. You came to church. Now, there are some people that will say, I'm not going to Indian Methodist Church because it's full of hypocrites. Well, that's where you need to be, is in church if you're a hypocrite. Let God change you.
Amen.
Anybody got a bulletin?
Yeah.
Hold it up. Tell me what's on the front page. Jane, don't open it up. Just the front cover.
Community church, we're all are welcome.
Community church, we're all are welcome. Jesus said, and we'll go back to Luke. Would you play us something when you get time on the keyboard?
Yes.
In 55, he said, you don't know what manner of spirit you're carrying around. Because James and John wanted to kill and get rid of everybody in the whole town. Listen, you should have enough love in your heart that you don't want the worst person in this whole world to go to hell.
Amen.
And if you don't have that in you, then you are not exercising what God, putting it to use, what God's put in you. We don't want anyone to go to hell. No one. Not the most cruel people in the world. Hell is going to be a horrible place. It is a horrible place. And Jesus said, I love you, Lord. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Jesus said, I don't want you thinking that way. I don't want you carrying that kind of spirit around on you. You're my disciples. And you, 12 of my disciples is going to spread the news throughout the whole world. It's going to grow and grow. And I don't want you carrying that kind of spirit around where you get mad and you want to hurt people and you want to tear people down. Hey, Jesus, let them know, I'm not going to put up with it. You're not going to be my disciple if you're going to be that way. Because he said, I didn't come to hurt people and kill them. I didn't come to ridicule them and put them down. I come to save them. I come to save them. So today I just pray. I pray with all my heart that this message has meant something to you, as much as it meant to me. Oh, sure, there'll be evil spirits to come and talk trash in your head and all this, but you don't have to do what they say. You don't have to carry them around and use them to hurt people. Let's build each other up and let God change lives. He's good at that. We're rotten at that. We're no good at changing people's lives. With every head bowed, I just want you, between God and you, to say, Lord, what kind of spirits am I carrying around that's not of you? And God, if there's something I'm doing, if there's someone I'm hurting, if there's someone I want to get revenge on, if there's someone that I'd like to see have all kinds of trouble, I ask you to forgive me. If someone's living a lifestyle that I don't believe in, help me to love them and not try to tear them down. Because you changed my life, Jesus. And Father, this is Buck Stanley saying, I was one of the rottenest sinners in the whole wide world. And you never gave up on me. And one day, the light just shone on me, and my life was changed. And here I am at 75 years old, Lord. I'm willing to go where you lead me, I'll follow. I'll do my best to build up and not tear down. Right now, Lord, bless this congregation. They're more than just people. They are my friends that I've grown to love. I love each and every one. May this message speak to their hearts. In Jesus' name. And everybody can raise your head and clap your hands and say that was the word of God. Yes, it was. It was the word of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All minds clear. We have 3 more services. October the 6th will be our last one here. We do it every year. And so I'm going to start telling you ahead of time how much I've loved you and appreciated you. And pray that we can get this youth building finished and at least get the outside painted before the season's out. I'm going to paint it the same color as the church. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the church. I'm excited about you. I'm excited about my woman over there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what, choir, would you come up real quick?
Yeah.
Come up real quick.
Song soon.
Come on. We're going to sing.
Do you have a tentative date for the Christmas service?
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be the Wednesday before Christmas week, so.
I'll have it on your bulletin next week coming up, Sister
like
Debbie.
Probably like the 17th, I think. Okay.
It's going to be on a Wednesday, so it won't interfere with your family holidays. Okay. Can I have one, Debbie?
Where are you?
We want to sing this to you. Wait just a second.
Page 51 in the book.
It's okay. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Now, while we sing this song, if there's something you want to come to the altar for, well, this would be a great time. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. There is nothing like being right with God and with people. Nothing like it. We're going to sing a couple of verses of this. Straying, Lord.
put it off.
To go to camp out at the Greenbrier River, and I'm not going skinny dipping, but I'm going swimming in that river with my wonderful wife. And we're going to have nursing homes in that area. Good to see you, love. Good to see you, love. Amen.
Amen.
Thrills my soul, Renata, for you to be here. See all that God's brought you through.
Amen.
Amen. Drove all the way so they could come to church. I tell you, y'all good people. Y'all good people. Love somebody, and is all minds clear? See, I didn't preach long.
And put on the Lord Jesus and put off the flesh.
Yes, amen.
I'd like to wish Nikki a happy birthday
Hey!
She'll be what? Be
Thursday, I'll be.
Let's sing happy birthday.
75.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy 75 to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody.
Y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday, if not before.
Yes.
Not before.
Amen. We should be on the mountain Saturday.
Okay.
They'll know we are Christians by our love.